Hello?
Hi, Guillermo. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Thank you for asking. I was just following up with you because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
No, because I told the guy I wanted to cancel it. Because I've never got any phone calls or messages to get work done. I get messages and phone calls, but they're all people just, you know, lying about me going to do their power washing. They just keep telling me that they're not going to be in town, so they want me to go power wash their house. And they send me a location, and they tell me that there's going to be a check there waiting in the mailbox, and I believe that's like, it's a lie. So, because it's like a scam, so I don't answer to those. And I tell them, I'm not asking for checks, I'm asking for cash up front, half down, and once I'm done, you know, you pay me the other half. And most of them don't answer when I say that. They all just want to pay me in checks, and I feel like those are scams. They say, and I'm gonna mail you a check. I'm not in town, so I'll mail you a check because I'm over here sick or something.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's all. That's all the messages and emails I keep getting, and they all want me to email them, and not they never call me.
Okay, so I need to give you some options only because there isn't a record of cancellation on this account, so I don't know if maybe you have us confused with Angie Leads or Thumbtack or a different service, but this account, there's no record of that. And in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 11th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's $149 past due balance on the account, and I can't even cancel the account with a past due balance, okay?
They didn't tell me it was a 3-day, you know, I got to call them 3 days prior. I didn't think it was a job that I had to let them know that it was, that I'm quitting.
So on the terms and conditions, it has your e-signature and your IP address as a timestamp. So
because I told my bank to cancel, to not accept that payment, because of that reason, and I never get a phone. Like the guy said, he was going to keep in touch with me. He was going to call me. He was going to let me know everything. And if I ever need anything, to call him back. But every time I call, either they put me on hold or he never answers.
Okay.
So
there's
an entire
account management team here available Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if you call, even if you get put on hold, there's always an option to get a call back. So just hear me out for a minute, Guillermo, because of the signed terms and conditions, I would hate for this to continue to reoccur and cause problems on your credit, because right now you're only past due for $149. Come January 11th, you'd be past due for $298. That will continue to reoccur until this settles. And I absolutely don't want that to happen to you, especially since you're already not happy with the service. Okay? So two options. Number one, and I don't even know if this is a viable option for you, but I could put you into corporate pricing of $129 monthly. That would at least lower your past due amount by $20. Or we could cancel the program and change your subscription to just keep the website. And that's just $29 monthly for the hosting of the site. So I'm going out on a tremendous limb to even offer that, because naturally I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $149 to $29. But if you think that would work, I would definitely get it overridden for you.
I mean, that'll be fine, but I haven't even seen the website or anything. I've never gotten an email or anything.
Yeah.
Because I told the guy, I was like, hey, I have two phone numbers, one my business number and one my personal number. And if I don't answer or anything on my business number, you can call me on my personal number, which is the one you're calling me on. And he never calls me.
So there have been 38 emails sent to you since you've been working with us. And the login to the dashboard is on those emails. So I can send it to you again, but just so that you can see it, do you get text messages on this phone?
I do.
Or the other one. Okay, so I'm going to send you a link to your website just so that you can see it. There's a little orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. Once the payment goes through, the site will be fully functional again. So, okay. And again,
and he told me, is the website a Facebook website?
No, it's an actual www.com. So it's a real website that you can use for your business.
Okay. He also told me. They made me a Facebook website. Put me up on Facebook, something like that.
We probably did. Let me check, because when we put a business on Google, we'll submit you to 48 different directories. So not only Facebook, but YouTube, Super Pages, Yellow Pages, Merchant Circle, you name it. There's actually 48 of them. And that's all a part of giving your business the most dominant internet presence locally so that you would then rank on the first page. So let me just see here. Oh, yeah, the Facebook page has been created, too. I'll send you a link to that as well. So if you cancel the program and just keep the website, that Facebook page is still yours. It's not like they're going to delete any of those directories that we put you on. It's only that they won't do any active optimization on them. But you still get to keep the Google listing and the Bing and the Facebook and all those other listings that we created for you.
Okay. They also, they didn't give me the password or anything for it. I was waiting for that because they only asked for the Google code that they got sent, that I got sent, and I gave them that, and then they told me your Facebook account has been created, but they never sent me an actual login or anything so I could answer to those messages.
Okay. So once the payment's up to speed, I can actually have that department reach out to you and give you the login for your Facebook.
Okay.
I think the way they put that picture on there. I don't know if you sent that to us, but it's power washing, spelling the word clean. Did you do that?
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that. I've never thought about writing with a power washing tool before, but that's neat. It shows what a difference, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I've been having work, but not from you guys. I've been getting recommendations and stuff, but it's kind of slow. So I'm doing other jobs also, but with a partner that has his own license with tiling and stuff.
I see. Oh, okay. So you're kind of partnering up with him, huh?
Well, no, I'm not partnering. I just so I can actually work, because I don't like not slowing down and not having cash in my hand.
Yeah. Yeah, power washing makes a big difference. I recently had to help my mom sell her house, and the realtor had recommended, hey, get the front patio and the back patio and the walkway all power washed. And I kind of, I didn't see the value of it when he recommended it, but after it was done, I'm like, wow, it looks like a different house. Just that one little thing. It was crazy how it just made everything so much better,
Yeah, it makes everything look like new.
It did. Yeah, I was really surprised. So one thing I want you to work on also, Guillermo, is to get some more 5-star ratings on your Google listing. So I sent you a review generator email that will help you with that. So it's self-explanatory, but if you have any questions, you can also call me. And then for now, do you want to stick with the program and have us do some updates and I'll reduce it to 129, or did you just want to cancel it all and just keep the website for $29 monthly?
Well, I'll do the program, but, you know, I need to call my bank and let them know, because they're going to have to reassign me a new credit card, because once I make a cancellation, they have to give me another credit card.
Okay. So I'm curious if you put the hold on this card, because this one's saying insufficient funds. It's not saying that the bank is blocking it or anything, but just for your verification, we have a Visa ending in 8817.
Right, no, that's it. It says that, but I do have funds. I have them all in my savings and not in my checking.
Oh, because it's blocked right now? Okay, so how much time do you need? When do you think you could get with the bank and get this squared away?
Usually a meeting takes about 1 or 2 days, if that's okay.
Perfectly fine, yeah. So I'll put a note on here that we
talked. I need to go to the Chase, and I can't do everything over the phone. They ask for an ID and a second form of ID.
Okay. So I'm going to put, putting you in corporate pricing needs a few days to go to the bank. Okay, so what I'll do is the system tries to process it once daily. So if I see that it goes through, I'll then have the Facebook team reach out to you to give you the login and everything for it, just so that you have it. And then if I don't hear from you, I'll probably follow up maybe next week, Tuesday or Wednesday, okay?
Okay, that's fine. So I'm able to get in the Facebook and everything?
Yeah, you can definitely have access to that. I mean, because when we create things for a business, it belongs to you as the business. All we do is manage it for you, right? But you can definitely have access to it.
Okay.
Okay, and then let me put that in the note. Once paid, have reach out with login credentials. Okay, and then in the meantime, even though there's, you know, the payment's not going through, you can still start using that review generator email right away. That will definitely help you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Guillermo, and have a really nice weekend coming up, too.
All right. Thank you, Ethan.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.